So the Hilchos Mishnah Batim, Masechta Shviyos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. Misha Hoylai Peres Shviyos. This person has Peres of Shemitah. Shenaflulai Biyerusha. He inherited the Peres Shemitah. Oy Shenitnulai Bimatan. Or someone gave it to him as a gift. No one did anything wrong over here. Everything is according to the halachis of Shemitah. The problem is the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai? Well, the problem is Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Beis Shammai. And if you remember what we learned earlier in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, the Beis Shammai hold, you can't owe someone. You can't take Peres Shmita and then feel your machzik toivah, oh, he did me a favor, he gave me his Peres Shmita. Shmita is supposed to be hefker. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you're going to eat it yourself, you feel like I owe him. Oh, he did me such a taiva. And it's wrong. He didn't do a taiva. He gave you Peres Shmita. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, so don't eat it by yourself. Eat it with others. The Chachamim say, Rabbi Eliezer, we don't understand you. We don't have a problem with this. We hold you can be machzik taiva, someone that gave you Peres Shmita. But you say you hold like the Beis Shammai? It's interesting. If you look in the Melech HaShleim over here, he explains, originally Rabbi Eliezer was from the Tamid Beis Hill. But after Rabbi Yochanan Mazakeh passed away, he went to the yeshiva of the Beis Shammai and he began to agree with them in regard to certain things. Some say he was a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. Either way, the Chachamim is saying, you hold like the Beis Shammai. According to the Beis Shammai, you can't feel that whoever you got Peres Shmita from, that you owe them a favor. So what does it help that you're inviting other people to eat with you? Lamaisa, you're eating with them. Ein achayt nisker. It can't be that someone who does a chayt should gain benefit. So it can't be that he's eating it for free, even if he's inviting others. You're going to eat it. You're going to feel good. Ah, he did me a taiva. Doesn't work that way. El rather, in order to make sure you don't gain from what could be a chait, you machruli achlein. No, you have to sell it to whoever wants to eat it. If you want to eat it yourself, you have to buy it. Then you won't feel any gratitude toward him. What do you do with the money? With the name is chalku l'chaladam, and the money should be given to all the people. If you get something for free for someone, you feel you owe him. Even if you're sharing that free thing with others. Unless you had part of it. You're paying for it, you don't owe him. So according to you, you can't feel that you owe him, pay for it. Then the Mishnah tells us another chiddush that o'echel mi isas shviyas. If someone eats from a dough of Shemitah before challah was separated, actually hurma chalasa, before they took off challah, you have to take off challah from a dough and give it to the kayin. The same way you have to take off truma and give it to a kayin from Paris. But if someone eats from the challah of Shemitah, where no challah was taken, chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. That's the din. If someone eats from a dough, where no challah was taken from that dough. Now, what's the chiddush? So why should the challah of Shemitah, the dough of Shemitah, be any different? So the Bat Tanura says, I would think because the Torah says by Shemitah la'achla, you're supposed to eat it, and it shouldn't be burned. Now, if you're a separate challah, that challah is the same din of truma. If it gets tameh, you have to burn it. So maybe there shouldn't be such a din that you're mafresh challah. Maybe there's such a din by Shviyas, you don't put it in a situation where it could possibly have to be burned. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. No. The Torah says, by challah, reishas arishay seichem. And that means all doughs are mechuyev in challah, including Shemitah dough. Some say the chiddush is that being the Shemitah's hefker, I would think, that the challah of Shemitah, the dough of Shemitah, should be like trumasi maestras. If something is hefker, you don't have to separate trumasi maestras. So while that may be true for trumasi maestras, but it's not true in regard to the dough for challah, even if it's hefker, as is the case with Shemitah, you still have to separate challah. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone had Peres Shviyas that he got as a Yerusha, or he got a Bimatana, Rabbi Eliezer says, have other people eat it with you, if not, you'll feel gratitude. The Chachamim say, how's that going to help? You're still eating it. You're going to feel gratitude. Rather, sell it to whoever wants to eat it. If you want to eat it, you buy it. Once you buy it, you have to pay for it. You won't feel gratitude. And just give out the money. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that even though the dough is a dough of Shemitah, it is still mechuyev. In challah, you have to separate challah and give it to the kayin.